Country 102.5. This is a great day. Hello, Dan and Shay. Do I have both of you?
You got us both.
Yay and yay. And together in the same room and everything?
Yeah, we're rocking.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Is this like the first time you've been actually together in the same room?
No. Well, we quarantined for like 7 weeks, didn't see a single human, and like we're still the only humans other than our wives that we've each seen. But we got together to work on this song. So
awesome. I didn't know if you were working on it remotely or what.
Yeah, we broke the quarantine.
Congratulations on I Should Probably Go to Bed. Wow. Just wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're making us feel good. All these kind words. I'm starting to wake up.
Oh, well, good. Kindness hasn't been canceled, so there you go. There
That's
you go.
Right. Hey, that is something that probably the whole world needs to hear right now.
And we needed to hear this song. We needed to hear Dan and Shay, and thank you for that because, you know, we need something to look forward to get excited about, and this is it.
Oh, you're too kind. Yeah, we're so fired up to release some new music, and I think we made our fans wait long enough. It was October the last time we put something out, so it's refreshing, and we're already feeling the love.
Aw. Well, tell us how I Should Probably Go to Bed all came together.
Yeah, we were actually in L.A. for the Grammys in January, and before all this madness happened, and, you know, we had, like, 4 hours free or something, and what are we going to do? Not something normal, like go to the pool or go to the beach or something or relax. It was like, let's go to the studio and work on a song or try to write something, and we had this hook. We had the concept and the title. And we wrote a verse and a chorus, but then we had to jump, and we got back to Nashville, and we were in tour mode, so we never got the opportunity to really finish the song or go in the studio and record it. All this happened, and our tour got swept out from under us, unfortunately. You know, we were looking forward to seeing you guys up there and having a great show, but what that meant was just more time at home, obviously to spend time with our families, but to really dig in and focus on the music, which is, you know, the most important thing at the end of the day. So we're just kind of reconnecting like we, you know, we did when we first met, just sitting down at the piano or on a guitar and singing harmonies together. And we were just messing around and singing this song, and it just poured out of us. Shay started going off and doing some crazy vocal stuff, and I was like, oh, this is insane. We got to go record it. So we went upstairs, and I've got like the most DIY makeshift studio ever. I've got a mattress leaning against the wall and blankets on the floor. It's not great, but it gets the job done for us, and we recorded it right then and there. And
you, Dan, did all the production and all the instruments. It's amazing.
We knew we had to get it out ASAP, so it's out, and we're fired up, and that's how it came together.
Must have brought you back to the old garage days.
Absolutely. Where it all began, if you will. after we reconnected, I think we had a fresh wind of inspiration, you know, after being quarantined for so long, and it was new and exciting, and it felt like that, and I, you know, we just couldn't wait to get this out to the fans, and we didn't really tell, like, our label or anybody that we were working on new music. It was just kind of a text between Dan and I. We knew we were healthy, and, you know, obviously we got made sure everything was safe, and he had texted me. He was like, I'll break edge today. This is gonna be the day that we finally get back together, and the reaction was huge, and thank you guys so much for playing it. This is exciting.
We were the lucky ones who actually got to see you before quarantine back in December at our holiday jam. You were our secret superstar, and that show was just off the charts amazing. And I know we're gonna have plenty more of those great shows from you, but love the name of the song. I mean, when I first saw it, I'm like, where's this going? But I Should Probably Go to Bed, which we're about to hear. But before you go, Dan and Shay, tell us, you should probably go to Boston because what?
Oh, the best fans in the world. I'm not saying I'm the nerdy guy who sits there and looks at the statistics on all our music and where it's getting played the most and where it's getting streamed. Always you guys, man. It's always Boston. You guys sold out the Garden faster than any other show on our tour.
We have excellent taste.
You guys, I mean, have been with us since day one. Such great history, such great memories. And yeah, talking about that show at the House of Blues, that was one of the most fun we've ever had on stage. It was a super busy year last year, and that was such a great way to cap it off. And it was a really special one.
Oh, it was special for us too, believe me.
So thank you guys for always being there for us. Boston is like one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. But the thing that comes to mind first is the incredible country music fans. We love you all.
And right back at you. Thanks for your time, Dan and Shay.
Hey, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
And now this. We world premiered it this morning. Dan and Shay's You Should Probably Go to Bed on Country 102.5.